Well, Larry Weber's been telling us for a while now about how important a little bit of moisture is to the springtime here in the Northland. I don't know if the snow is necessarily necessary, but we got a little moisture, Larry.
Yeah, we sure did, and we got some little bit of snow to go with it, too. You know, everybody makes a big deal about that, but it's not unusual for having snow in April. Matter of fact, to have an April without snow, that is unusual. And so we did get a little bit. I only saw one place yesterday where the snow stayed on the ground, and even then it didn't stay very long. So, yeah, it was the type that that melts very quickly. But you're absolutely right about that moisture. I was so glad to see the moisture. We had twice. We had rains this week. Totaling, according to the Weather Service, quartering 1.5 to 2 inches of rain, and that is plenty. That gave us enough that now we are two-thirds of the way through the month of April, and we are above normal in precipitation after being below so much. And, of course, what did it do? It brought out the greening. The greening is really happening right now. We notice it most in lawns, but I spent some time walking in places beyond the lawns back in the fields, and even there, the greening was really going on. So, yeah, we've really seen something. Also, it replenishes the ponds. The last couple of days after the rains or during the rains, it was a little bit too cool for the frogs to call. But now there's more water in the ponds, and now it's going to be warming up today. I expect over the weekend we're going to be hearing a lot from the frogs. And to me, this is very valuable. A couple of the frogs that are three frogs kinds that are start off early in the season, they're the wood frog, the chorus frog, and the spring peeper. And the one that has been calling the greatest amount has been the chorus frog. Chorus frogs tend to get overlooked in the scheme of things. They are very small. They're only about an inch long as an adult. They are striped, or the only frog we have that is striped. They're kind of brownish gray, not very colorful. They're the ones that make the creaking sound that has been compared to running your thumb down the teeth of a comb. And they are very early to wake up. They spend the winter underneath leaves and so forth, sometimes in wooded areas, but I have found them out in the open sites underneath some leaves. They are amazingly hardy. Well, when they go to ponds for their breeding, they like to go to ponds that are a little bit more grassy, a little bit more of a growth in them, and that's where they attach their eggs. And if you go to some of the ponds, like I have on my property here, where we don't have that kind of a growth, we won't have chorus frogs. But in another pond right nearby, they're just filled. And I'm very glad that they are so much out right now. And once they do the breeding, and their breeding season will continue for a few more weeks, once they do the breeding, the adults disperse out into the woods and out into the grasses and so forth, and they're difficult to find once that's over, but right now they're certainly out there. We have a fourth kind of frog. The northern leopard frog will start calling soon. I wouldn't be surprised to hear those calling over the weekend as well. I did see one this past week. The weather-wise, the statistic-wise, it may not feel like it, but we are still above normal in temperature, and since we last spoke last Friday, we had the warmest day of the whole month, and that came on Saturday when it reached 70 degrees, according to the Weather Service. We also are continue to get longer days. As of day after tomorrow, as of Sunday, we will have 14 hours of daylight. Sunset now is after 8 o'clock, and sunrise is approaching 6. So the days continue to get longer. We had the beautiful full moon back maybe 10 days ago. Right now we are approaching the new moon, and when it gets clear skies, it's a great time to get out to do some stargazing. We have Jupiter very bright in the eastern sky, as you may notice, shortly after sunset. We are also having a movement of migrants. There are a number of migrants that have already shown up, you know, the robins and the red-winged blackbirds and the song sparrows and the juncos and so forth, but there is more going on. And during my walk this morning, I saw another warbler. I saw a yellow-rumped warbler. Yesterday, I saw several of them. The warbler season is usually May. However, there are some warblers that start to show up a little bit earlier. Most of the warblers, and we have more than 24 kinds that can show up in our area, most of them will spend winter down in Central America. However, there are a few that spend winter in the southern United States, and because they are closer to home, they are the ones that are most likely to show up first. The first one is the yellow-rumped warbler, kind of a streaked little bird with yellow patches on its body, including on its rump, and they used to be called the myrtle warbler. They winter in the southern part of the country. There are even some cases of wintering further north than that, and they have been known to show up in Christmas bird counts. Well, they started to show up a while back, and usually when they show up, I expect that there's going to be others very soon. Hermit thrushes have made quite an appearance in the last few days, and yesterday I saw one right out in the yard. Hermit thrushes are the smallest of the various thrushes that that live here and nest here or pass through here. There are several of them altogether, and this is the smallest one of them, kind of brownish with a little bit of a reddish tail, and this bird has been about lately. Also, thanks to the rainy conditions, I've been seeing a lot of ducks lately. That's an interesting to see, and if anybody wants to see a really cool sight, down along the St. Louis River, I saw it near the Fond du Lac Bridge, but down along the St. Louis River are the pelicans, and the white pelicans, have come back. They often hang around there for quite a while when they come back. Last year, there was construction work being done along the road there, and so they didn't hang around too much. But this year, I estimated a flock of about 60. In addition to that, we have wildflowers. Yes, the season has begun. I found hepatica, back on April 7th, I found the first hepatica in bloom, and then this week I found a couple more of them in bloom, and then out at Jay Cook State Park last weekend, I found the first spring beauty, and I found the first bloodroot in bloom, and when they start blooming, there's going to be many more. Jay Cook State Park is an outstanding park for hiking and whatever, but if you're out there hiking, start taking a look, and you'll see that there's plenty of wildflowers as well. The spring beauty and bloodroot start it, and then are going to be followed by violets and wood anemone and bellwort, and the list goes on and on, and trout lily and trilliums and so forth. The list goes on and on. It's just spectacular. It's the kind of place to walk often. If you take a walk one time in this week, go back and walk it again next week, and you'll see some changes. The other thing that's going on, this happened quite abruptly since we last spoke, was that the first trees are putting out green leaves. The woods greens from the bottom up, which means the lower plants are the first ones to get leaves. There's a little shrub of gooseberry, which is one of the first ones to open leaves, and then the first tree to open is a small tree called elderberry, and I have seen several of those with the opening of the green leaves. So that is an event that I usually expect to see about the 1st of May, and here it is happening now. So things are definitely moving along, Lisa, and there is more. Be on the lookout. I mentioned last week bumblebee will be on the lookout for more butterflies, and be on the lookout for the first of the dragonflies, the green darter dragonfly, which is migratory. So, yes, we are getting into late April, and, yeah, there's plenty going on. So I recommend getting out, taking advantage of the clear skies today and tomorrow, and get out and take a walk. So
what a wonderful idea, Larry. Thank you so much. Larry Weber is our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD.